This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do some basketball talk here with some dunk in the trunk.
All right, let's go, man. I enjoyed 0 seconds of the NBA.
And that's what I wanted to ask people to start with, because
my kids are done too.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're like, they're so upset with the Luka trade too. They're like, I don't care about it anymore.
Oh, were they teetering that way before?
Because
One thing, if people haven't like heard lately, you were already kind of like sort of on that path, and then The Luka trade just cinched it for you.
I will say that they're both in high school. It's tough because they have girlfriends, they have friends, they are playing basketball and baseball. Right. One of them just playing baseball. So they're busy, right? So just going to a Maverick game or just sitting down and watching a Maverick game when you have homework and you're getting home from school about 6 o'clock at night is very tough. But they're just like, yeah, I don't care anymore.
Okay. Well,
so, I don't have to worry about my kids either, so good job, Adam Silver. You ruined a whole family.
And so, actually, we will get to Adam Silver kind of not responding directly to Mike Bassett, but responding to perhaps...
Didn't he say anything for the Lakers?
No, he did not.
We've moved Kareem there. We moved Shaq there. We've moved everybody there.
But he's not responsible for the old people who got moved there,
right? They told him. The old farts who own the league or whatever, commission the league, told him this is how we do it.
So is your hypothesis, I just want to make sure I get this right. Yeah. So whenever there's a new president, frequently the old president will like leave them a letter in the Resolute desk. You think?
I think that it's
commissioner
a known thing.
down the years. They're like, hey, do it for the Lakers.
I'm not joking around. Yes.
I know that you're not.
I think that there is a mandate that they say if the Lakers aren't good at basketball, our sport won't die, but it will be not nearly as popular as it could be. We have to do everything at all times. We can give the Lakers time to draft D'Angelo Russell and Brandon Ingram and guys that don't work out. But if it doesn't work out, we got to get LeBron there. If it doesn't work out, if it's not working out and LeBron's about ready to retire and the Bronny thing's a joke, we have to get a superstar there. We did it in the 70s. We did it in the 90s. Like, how in the world did Orlando go, we don't want Shaquille O'Neal anymore?
He's not a max player. That is very strange.
It's all set up for the Lakers. Okay. So be a Laker fan or just quit basketball.
Let me ask you a question. Why not help out the Knicks as well? I'm not arguing.
We gave them Jalen Brunson.
That's true. But like, why wouldn't the league make a more concerted effort to make the Knicks matter?
To your point, I don't know. It ruins me. They obviously did with Patrick Ewing.
Look, of all the sports conspiracies that I most believe in, besides Michael Jordan 100% got kicked out of the NBA, I for sure believe the frozen envelope so they can make sure that Patrick Ewing got to the Knicks.
Maybe Dolan what's her owner's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is just so bad at it for such a long time. They just couldn't
help.
They're like, we tried. This guy's a moron.
All right. So you talked about not watching the All-Star game. I'm curious how many people dipped on it because from the 6-8-2, the All-Star game was horrible. The players themselves didn't even seem hype. Trae Young came out pretty hard against this. And now, obviously, I think his statement should have started with, I didn't belong in this game. And, like, it's so ridiculous the way he's like, we should stop calling it a snub and call it a Trae Young for who didn't make the All-Star game. I was like, what, buddy? Shoot more than 40%. And I'll be glad to listen to more of your case instead of just being a volume shooter. Anyways, he also didn't like the All-Star game, and he said it felt like the NBA or the TV networks realized the games were too short and they had a bunch of added stoppages for commercial time and everything like that. At best, the new All-Star format.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got a mixed review. And that's at best. But I want to know how many people were like, you know what? I don't love the All-Star game. I don't love the effort in the All-Star game. And
I thought it might have been a high effort game because I saw on ESPN like at 5 o'clock or something, they're like, LeBron quit the All-Star game before it started. I was like, oh crap, the players are going to try. And LeBron's like, I'm out. Last time Kobe tried and embarrassed me, and I told the rest of the league to stop trying, and they all followed.
Now, speaking of that, what do you think of the idea that LeBron knew for at least a little bit that he wasn't going to play in this game and he selfishly kept the spot so somebody else wouldn't get it? And then in one of the team pictures, he still has his street clothes on and everyone else is in their jersey. Because Draymond Green stepped out about it. People on ESPN were talking about it. They're like, he already manufactured a spot in the league for Bronny. And now he made sure that nobody could take this other spot.
I think it's tough because this is the first time, you guys can have your own opinion. This is only an opinion.
It's the first time in 20 years.
This is the first time in the history of sports a player actually believes he owns the whole league. So if I go to baseball, obviously Babe Ruth, you know, like the sport continued without Babe Ruth. I think LeBron, look, he's been one of the greatest players of all time. I think he believes the sport will almost die without him in it. That's how important he is to the sport. I just think that he thinks he owns the sport. Like, he's the commissioner. He's the head of the Players Association. He believes he's everything.
Yeah.
So I think, to your point, these things, he doesn't see the greater good of the sport. He doesn't see the greater good of the NBA. He sees him as the NBA. He sees him as owning the NBA. So I think LeBron, in a way, what you're bringing up is valid points, but he doesn't even see it that way. He's like, I am the NBA. There was no NBA before me, and there'll be no NBA after me that matters because I am the NBA.
Interesting. All right. I'm interested in that. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the All-Star game. I get it. I am still a sucker for NBA All-Star Saturday night. I know. I feel like Sean, the dunk contest drives him insane. Maybe that's why he just went on vacation this time. And I know people are like, oh, it's not like it used to be. I still really like NBA All-Star Saturday night.
So I know that Max McClung won because my son told me.
He did. Do you want to hear? Cut number three. He's going to jump over a car.
Got to catch it first. Buddy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Max.
He said, I'm here. Wow. He said, I'm here.
Yeah.
Now.
He's just not in the NBA here.
That is true. And Shams Charania, a lot of people had a lot of thoughts about this tweet. So Mac McClung became the first player to ever win the NBA dunk contest in three consecutive years. So Shams just put that factual bit of.
Without playing in the NBA.
Well, that's true. But then he added on the end of it, he is arguably the best to do this event. And clearly, a lot of people, whether it's Neek, Dr. J, Michael Jordan. NBA basketball players had a lot of thought about this. But I did just want to say this, and then you can go back to talking about how he's not in the NBA. And I get that. Mac McClung is going to donate that car that was used to a foundation in need in his hometown of Gate City, Virginia. And I just thought that was really neat.
Look, good for him. I guess he's the best dunker in the world. I don't know.
Maybe. Like,
I don't watch it anymore. I don't care. When you tell me who won the three-point competition, I have no clue who was in it or who won it.
Oh, I could just play the dramatic audio for
you. Yeah, I have no clue. But good for him, right? He's going to make a living. Like, he can't play in the NBA, but he's going to make a living off of endorsements and autographs. Like, I'm sure Kyle for the Dallas Card Show. Like, bring Max McClung to a summer card show him sign. Like, I think people will really want his autograph.
Texas Tech, and
so like he's going to make a living the rest of his life off of, I don't know, I guess he'll win it next year too.
Well, okay, it's interesting that you say that because I think beforehand he said he was done either way. I don't necessarily.
What is he going to do? Go play more minor league basketball?
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that. But here's the next part I don't believe. Of all the things that won't happen, this is highest on my list of things that won't happen. So Mac McClung caught a lot of people's attention. We played that car dunk. So John Morant tweeted out, he goes, man, watching this, it might make me want to decide to dunk. And then Giannis jumped in and said, 100, if you do it, I'll be in the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
Then Zach LaVine came in and said,
he has done it.
Yeah, that is true. He said, I think I might have to again as well. I don't believe this is going to happen whatsoever, but what do you think about the prospects of any of them? Ja, Giannis, LaVine getting back into the dunk contest.
That'd be good for the NBA.
It really would.
I mean, I won't watch a second of it, but it'll be good for the NBA. Once they change a lot of the rules and they go back, I'll tell you what I did this weekend because I was not busy Saturday night, but I was like, I'm not watching this crap. I watched Game 7, 2003, Mavericks Trailblazers, Game 7, 2003, Kings Mavs. It's a whole different sport.
Yeah.
You have to actually dribble the basketball. You can't run with it and call it, I still have my dribble alive.
Yeah.
You can't travel like crazy. You can't triple jump and call it a Euro step. You know, there's ball movement. Guys are working hard to get the ball into the post. Guys are moving without the ball. There's plays. There's fast breaks. Guys aren't just running to the wing and jacking up threes. And you have Peja Stojakovic in one of those games who seemed like he couldn't miss. It would be weird. Jim Jackson couldn't miss in that
game.
Hell
yeah!
I totally forgot about that for the Kings, but he was like 9 of 10 at one point in the game, and it was very scary. Like, Jim Jackson's going to beat us in Game 7. I mean, I knew it wouldn't happen because it's 22 years ago. I know the result.
That's good.
But it was really fun watching real NBA basketball.
Yeah.
And I know it's playoffs, right? Playoffs are very exciting in 2024, but you know, the way that you can run with the basketball and not have to dribble, but you still have a dribble. I'm done with it. And then now that I know that it's all set up for the, I should have known it's set up for the Lakers, but it just hurts when it's your player that sets up the Lakers. So that's where I'm at with it. So I hope they do it. But until they change the rules of basketball back to, let's say, when Dirk Nowitzki played in his prime, I'm not watching anymore.
I wouldn't hold my breath for that. Okay, you said you didn't watch the three-point competition. Give me...
It's going to be exciting.
Cut number one for the game winner in the three-point competition.
Passes to Lillard. Lillard, top side three. Good! And Shaq's OG's advancing. Dame time once again.
I played the three-point competition in the NBA All-Star game.
I'm very sorry. That is my mistake. That was Damian Lillard hitting a three-pointer for Team Shaq to advance.
Did he win the three-point competition?
I do apologize about that.
Who won?
I have already forgot.
It must have been unforgettable.
See, that's not a good sign. Alec, can you help me out with this?
No, I can't because I didn't watch.
This is awesome. No. This is where the NBA's at. I love it. Kill the NBA. Start it over. Like, we need like a two-year reset where we teach players how to dribble a basketball again. Change the three-point line where you just have to jack it up from half court so I don't have to watch the crap of Max Kleba shooting a ball where you're just hoping it hits rim. And you're like, why in the hell should he ever shoot a three-point shot?
See, and because I was thinking that it was Jaren Barajas who beat Damian Lillard in like their three-point shooting contest during the All-Star game to win $100,000.
Who won it?
This is a separate thing.
Okay.
So he's a college student, Jaren Barajas.
I was like, I haven't heard of this player.
This took place. Well, look, we've set it up with Mac McClung that can obviously be the case. But no, this was not on Saturday. This was on Sunday that he beat Damian Lillard in the three-point shooting competition. All right. Let's go to something that Adam Silver said. And I know that you believe. Well, actually, let me try this again. Do you believe that the Mavericks will eventually move to Las Vegas?
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Is it November of 26? We have the vote for legal gambling.
Right.
If that vote goes to a no, then yes. I think that there's a good case in 2030 when the lease is up at the AAC and the Dallas Mavericks. I do think there's a 50-50 chance they move. I would have said a 0% chance. I give Broadus credit for this. I'm like, Broadus, they're not doing that. Like, when they bought the team within the first 3 months of the Adelson family buying the team, he's like, they're moving to Vegas. I'm like, you're insane. Not out of Dallas, a top market with a fan base that loves the Mavs.
Sure.
But you just see what they're doing. And then in 2026, if it's a no vote, then I will raise it above 50%. They move to Vegas. And the Mavericks, I shouldn't say the Mavericks, the city of Dallas, which I do think they'll still be called the Mavericks, will be the expansion team. So people are like, they won't do that. They want the $2 billion for expansion. My theory is this. The Dallas Mavericks moved to Vegas. They changed the name to the Vegas whatever, Aces or whatever. And then the Dallas Mavericks are the new expansion team. And the new owner of the Dallas Mavericks for $2 billion is Mark Cuban.
Oh, okay.
He sold it for like $375 million. He buys back into being the Mavericks majority owner of the new expansion team. So Mark Cuban's back at ownership of the Dallas Mavericks.
Now, I wanted to throw this out there. So Adam Silver was talking about that, pretty much that exact thing, and the Luka trade. Adam Silver says he has, quote, no doubt in his mind that the owners of the Mavericks bought the team to have it in Dallas and that there were no ulterior motives to the Luka Doncic trade, which he said he was as surprised as everybody else. Now, I realize it's very unlikely that Silver would come out and be like, yeah, no, they're probably going to move in like 5 or 6 years. But I just wanted to throw it out there. He said it's not going to happen.
I think they're all telling the truth until November of 26.
And then if it doesn't pass,
because they're all assuming the Adelson family is still assuming they're going to build that place at Texas Stadium, old Texas Stadium in Irving. They're going to build the huge casino with an NBA arena inside of it. And then they're probably going to build one in Houston or Galveston. They're probably going to build one in Austin or San Antonio. They're probably going to build one in El Paso, not all NBA stadiums, but they're going to build like 4 casinos in the state of Texas. That's their goal.
That I do believe.
That's why they're paying. I don't know. I might be wrong on this number. They might be paying up to $100 million for lobbyists in the state of Texas to get Greg Abbott, to get everybody involved in politics, to get all of their people that they know that they have influence over to vote yes for this. Why would you spend that much money? They don't care about the NBA.
Now, if you're hoping that the NBA will eventually go kind of the direction that we've seen with four nations the last several days, Giannis came out and said, oh my God, I would love that. I would love that. Wemby said he would be in favor of it. And he's like, there's more pride in it. There's more stakes. So there are multiple international players who are on board with switching kind of like to the USA versus the world format for the All-Star game. But I don't know how much traction that has inside the league. By the way, Tyler Hero, thank you very much for everyone who poured in and said it was Tyler Hero who won the three-point shootout.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.